Hi there, and thanks for taking the time to listen to the audio today. We're going to be talking today about how to manage stress in our modern world. So let's begin by saying that not all stress is bad stress. Eustress, spelled E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S, is a good type of stress. For example, getting ready for a party, or the excitement of going on a roller coaster, or going on stage to receive an award, or closing a deal on your new car or house. So this is a good type of stress. It keeps life from becoming mundane and boring. So this type of stress is relatively short-lived, but creates a sense of being alive and excitement in our life. We feel our heartbeat faster and adrenaline is being pumped around the body. And it's a good feeling that makes life fun and exciting. The opposite, of course, is distress. So Richard S. Lazarus' definition of stress is pretty much well accepted by psychologists today. And Lazarus says stress is a condition or feeling experienced when a person perceives that demands exceed the personal and social resources the individual is able to mobilise. In other words, when things get out of control and we become overwhelmed. Absenteeism in the workplace has become a very serious problem for many companies, and according to the American Institute for Stress, a three-year study conducted by one large corporation found that 60% of employee absences can be traced to psychological problems that are due to job stress. Employees need advice, really, and training to help them deal with stress. So when people learn to monitor and recognise the signs of stress, they can start taking action to reduce stress in their life and in their work life and their home life. When we're able to manage that stress, which is the aim of stress management, and not to eliminate it, as that's unrealistic in our modern world, we become healthier and happier individuals. And of course, we all know that healthy and happy people are more productive with their time and will have less sick days off work, which in turn, of course, is of great financial benefit to any company. When stress is managed well, work morale improves and we become more resilient and able to bounce forward, as I like to say, after adversity. We're able to see opportunities and embrace change rather than become paralysed by it. Charles Darwin said, "It's not the strongest of the species that survive, nor the most resilient, but the one most responsive to change." For each of us, it is helpful when we take time to examine areas of our life that are causing us stress and find ways to reduce the level of stress. We have to look at stress busters such as having a healthy, balanced diet, our exercise program, and our sleeping patterns, to name a few. When we incorporate breath work, this is extremely beneficial in lowering the stress response in the body. Another important aspect to consider is becoming aware of our self-talk, which is that internal dialogue that goes on all day long. It's that chatter. Is our self-talk positive or is it negative? Do we tend to see the glass half empty or half full? Also, another idea is to practice affirmations, positive affirmations, daily, and remember the importance of having an attitude of gratitude. Count our blessings every day.